Cool.
I like that. I'm going to put a little effect on it.
Oh, look, that's like squiggly.
Hi, welcome to Scaredy Cast. If you're wondering what the fuck just happened, we just warped here from the Patreon content.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Go to patreon.com/scaredycast if you want to find out what the hell's going on.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like you this. Should.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
It's like a little like yeah. Like in Wayne's World, they go like,
right,
go to
right,
the
right.
next scene.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anyways, what's up, guys?
What's up with you?
How's everybody doing? How's everybody out there doing?
Better than OJ.
Shots fired.
R.I.P.
We just talked about OJ on Monday morning. And we talked about, over on Patreon, we had a mini-sode, too, where we talked about the Waterworld ride at Universal Studios, and then it
well,
they turned
into some I feel like we started, if you feel like a little nostalgia, you feel like a little 90s yeah. or like 80s throwback, yeah. go check that out, because then we did get into Universal Studios, and then, we ended up in like Shamu and Rights for Whales. And
would we rather fight a shark or a whale?
Dude, it's quite an adventure. You guys should definitely check that out.
I love Universal Studios.
I haven't been since I was a kid, and I feel like it's the Best Buy. It's like been going out of business for 20 years.
It's definitely not as good as when you're a kid, but like I'm like such a film nerd that
true.
Are the rights fine?
I like no.
Wait, well, isn't Harry Potter World the only thing keeping it basically alive?
Basically,
now?
Yeah. And it's not even a Universal thing.
I have been there then. That's where Harry Potter World is.
Yeah,
but that's like the only place that we like really went. We did that in Transformers.
You went to goddamn Universal Studios and didn't go to the Waterworld stunt show.
Well, I went with Brad, who was on a mission for us to film in Harry Potter and Transformers. That was the only thing so that we had time for.
So you went for work.
Yes.
You didn't go for leisure.
Leisure.
The Waterworld stunt show. Anyways, we already talked about that.
Well, I didn't. Okay, so that's the one that has like the Jaws thing and stuff too, like where you go on.
Yeah,
we didn't do any of that.
I
love
the backlot
thing.
That tour, that Jaws still scares me.
I just want to like know what it's like just to like be able to just go walk around back there.
Yeah.
Like that's got to be crazy. Like I follow this guy on TikTok. And I don't know what he does there exactly, but he's always on a golf cart driving around back there. He might be security or something. And he just takes you around. He's like, oh, look, here's the clock tower, Back to the Future today. And you're like, oh.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And then Tony's like,
"Yeah, oh sheds God. A single tear.
One single tear."
So, I guess weekly recap, real quick. Has everybody good? Everybody doing good? We all saw some movies. We all.
I recovered from WrestleMania weekend.
Oh man, welcome back!
Which started last Thursday night when at our screening of Here for Blood,
which was my favorite. Ironically, my favorite screening so far. My favorite movie that we screened.
Yeah. I loved it.
And it concluded Monday night with the end of Monday Night Raw. And I kind of just felt like, I felt like Frodo.
Tuckered out.
Where I was just like, finally, it's over.
He's like,
because it's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
Frodo.
It was potato.
Mr. Frodo.
It was nonstop too.
Don't you want to go back to the Shire?
I mean, it was every day,
especially
all the time.
Saturday and Sunday is literally like, the 24. Moment you get out of bed, there's wrestling on until way late that night.
Yeah.
Especially Saturday night. Saturday night was the big night because it was like, oh my God.
Oh my
God. I woke up and immediately the kickoff show was starting, and then that lasted until WrestleMania started. And then once WrestleMania started, the clusterfuck started with GCW, and then that lasted for 3 hours, and then it was like midnight, and I'm like, holy shit.
And you gotta wake up and do all over again.
I just watched 10 straight hours of wrestling.
That's insane.
On day one of WrestleMania weekend. So
damn.
Like,
this is much more of an undertaking than I was thinking.
Oh, God, yeah. There's a lot of wrestling. I mean, if you only want to watch just the WWE stuff, like that literally starts from one Monday until the next Monday. Like
damn.
It goes like there's something on every
How's
week.
How's there so much?
I know.
That's a lot.
What do they do?
Because they do also like shows every week.
Well, I mean, yeah, like that Monday Night Raw. But like when WrestleMania comes to town, it's like the Super Bowl. Like they take over the town. And there's just shit happening nonstop.
Kind of like the Super Bowl here a little bit, where they do like the Super Bowl experience. And
there's
like,
yeah, literally.
All the bars kind of change.
The WWE experience. We walk in and there's like.
So
where was it this year?
Philadelphia.
Philly, huh?
But yeah, they have like, you know, kickoff shows and countdown shows. And then, you know, they have their regular shows. But then there's just weird little things. Like they had a pizza eating contest with two of the wrestlers that they streamed live that you watched. And, like,
How much pizza do they eat?
Dude, they didn't eat that much. I was like, really, guys?
Because I feel like wrestlers, like, they...
Really, Otis?
Probably don't eat a lot of pizza. It's kind probably of eat a lot of, like,
dude,
chicken
you
and rice
you just dropped
stuff.
You name dropped
I
right
named
now?
It.
You called them out.
Otis and Omos.
Otis and Omos.
Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't eat that much.
So, I have a question.
Yeah.
to cap this off real quick, because we're going to talk about wrestling this whole podcast if we don't.
I mean,
give me like
every podcast.
Compare it to what, like the other ones. Where does this rank? Was it a solid one? How did you feel?
This is the best WrestleMania.
Whoa. Sorry. Say that again.
This was the best WrestleMania
in history
ever. Like ever?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've been watching WrestleManias since WrestleMania 7. That's when I first got into wrestling.
What number is this?
This is 40.
Damn. Oh shit.
Yeah. This is the best one.
Wow. To quote ever.
Kevin Hart. Damn.
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 Damn. And to quote Kelsey, Tony, you're old as hell.
I am old.
Okay. No, but that was you saying that.
I did not.
I was I did not. Recapping
I quoted you.
What,
I quoted you.
I was recapping
I quoted
what
you.
Brian was saying.
I quoted you. Oh my God.
And if you don't believe me, go to our Patreon.
Rage.
But it was last night, basically, where it was like, I did all that wrestling stuff, and then I just had like personal stuff, like trying to figure out how we're paying rent this month, which I got figured out finally. But that like really consumed my brain. Mm-hmm. And it was once that was taken care of yesterday and once wrestling was taken care of, it was like, oh shit, I need to watch some horror movies to talk about on this here show.
Oh, did ya?
I did.
Do you want to go into movies right now?
Let's just jump right in. Man.
Let's
here.
Go into
We're
movies.
We're already in the parking lot, circled in the building. We might as well go inside, right?
Ooh, we sound like creeps. Circle. Did you just toot? All right. What'd
that
you want?
Like the other guys toot going
yes.
in. A reverse toot.
Whoa.
I watched.
That's a bad.
A banger.
Whoa. Banger? Like a banger. Porno film?
No.
Oh.
That's a banger. That's a brazzer.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Good enough.
Anyways.
That's banging.
Bang, bang.
I watched a banging.
Bang. I watched a banging.
God. It's like what you see when you're driving down the street and look over and someone's having sex on the sidewalk. Like, oh, is God. That a banging?
Was that a banging over there?
They're a banging over there.
What'd you watch? What'd you watch?
It's called The Last Saturday in October. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. Sorry. It's called The Third Saturday in October.
At least you were close. That's kind of close.
It's on Shudder.
We'll fix that in post.
And it's shot. It's very much like Halloween vibes.
Okay.
But it's got a little campiness going on to it. It's shot like it was made in the 70s.
Love that.
It's like the camera style and everything, 70s. The music is amazing. It's, we'll pause for this. Remember, subtle.
Kelsey was shuffling.
You can't see it up there. It's not even in the shot up there.
Anyways, continue.
Putting it back on the shelf.
I forget where I even was.
Let's take
a minute. The music is amazing. It's my favorite soundtrack in a movie in a really long time.
Whoa.
It's a very simple story. There's a killer. There's these two people who, like, their friends and family were killed by this guy, and they're at the execution.
Mm.
And he's like,
oh, shit.
They're on their way to the cemetery to watch him get buried after the execution, but then he escaped. He's still alive.
What?
Yeah.
So he wasn't even fully.
Because
he escapes in the cemetery or before he even gets to the cemetery?
He escapes all the time.
Oh, he's always escaping.
Yeah, he's always escaping.
Oh, he's a little squirmy
little guy.
Okay.
But, dude, yeah, it's. I'm giving it straight up 5 stars.
5 out of 5? 10 out of 10?
Perfect movie.
It's a perfect movie.
It's perfect for me.
Oh.
Is well, it like a, it's wait, a serious movie?
This is as good as Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
You've it's seen
kinda,
a lot of-
It's kind of serious, but then it's kind of not. Like, it's like, it's not full-blown campy, but it has little things in it where you just laugh all the time. Like the two main heroes of the movie, I guess, is this lady and this guy. And he always calls her by her full name no matter what.
I don't like that.
So
like,
it's like
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
It's kind of like that. And I was really confused too because the character's name is Ricky Dean Logan. And it's in, I was like scrolling through movies and in the description it says like Ricky Dean Logan chases down like a serial killer. I'm like, Ricky Dean Logan. Ricky Dean Logan is an actor who's in like Back to the Future and Nightmare on Elm Street, a bunch of other stuff.
So he plays himself.
So I thought, yeah. I was like, so Ricky Dean Logan's in this movie playing himself? No, it's just the name of a character in this movie is Ricky Dean Logan. So I was confused.
When That's was this dumb. Made?
Like 2022.
So definitely after he was born. court.
How can they get away with that?
You can use someone's name.
It's at the end of every movie, you know, where it says like everything in the movie is fictionalized. Any characters related to real name.
Yeah,
you know.
Even though we literally called it.
Yeah.
What if Ricky Dean Logan has like gone away with a bunch of murders and like squirmy wormy?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
I think he's all right.
He's a pretty cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
Have you seen him in a while?
Well, he's at conventions all the time, and he's...
Between...
That's where he finds his victims.
He's in a lot of Ice Nine Kills music videos, apparently.
Between squirming. Oh, my God. Oh, Ice Nine Kills? Wow, yeah. They're huge. They're huge.
Oh! Anyways, yeah, dude, if you have Shudder, watch this movie. There's apparently a sequel called The Third Saturday in October, Part 5.
That's the sequel.
There's no part 2, 3, or 4. It just goes from 1 to 5.
Does it ever say why it's the third Saturday of October?
It's something to do with like college football. Like there's a big college football game between like two rival teams and it takes place
in Ohio and Michigan.
It takes place in the town where this happens. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. Like there's just a lot of weird shit happening in the movie sometimes, but it's perfect.
It's
just
weird,
like,
but it's perfect.
At its core, it's just like a slasher movie with an unstoppable killer. And people trying to stop him.
But and he's unstoppable.
It's shot like in the 70s and the music is incredible. So yeah, I highly recommend. I haven't watched the sequel yet, but I will this weekend.
All right.
Yes.
Was that, you said multiple movies? Was that the only movie you saw?
I have a lot of movies.
Holy cow.
I got a lot of movies to talk about if you want to just get into these. Guys, this week is the 20th anniversary of Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, I love that. That's crazy. That makes me feel so old.
Seriously, that is crazy.
Dude.
So it came out in 2004?
Yeah. Which has me thinking, like, is 20 years really that long?
Yeah, it is.
Because, like, god dang.
It's a long time. But it doesn't feel like
that. How old were you 20 years ago?
22.
Does that make you feel...
Oh, my God, yeah.
That it's a long time, bud.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing that movie in the theater, like... Like a limited release thing, and nobody really knew about it. And I got to be cool, be like, "Oh my god, you guys got to see this little movie called Shaun of the Dead." And now it's like, but I always like go back and forth on it. If it's my favorite movie, period,
or just favorite like comedy.
Or favorite horror movie or whatever. But I think it's my favorite movie.
Oh, anytime, forever. You could always watch it, and it always makes you.
I think good. I'm gonna have to give it a rewatch now that I'm older because I hated it when it came out. I remember absolutely just. Hating it.
Did you like Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, I loved Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, interesting. Because that's like so dry and weird. So maybe you just don't like silly things.
I like silly things.
You're a very serious person.
She doesn't like silly things.
Silly.
Like, it sounds like it's pretty serious.
Well, it has serious moments, but I'm saying
you should
like.
Give it a rewatch, yeah.
I think I need to rewatch it. I think because I loved Dawn of the Dead so much and it was so scary to me that like Shaun of the Dead, I was like, this is so stupid.
Did you like the scary movies? Like Scary Movie 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, blah?
Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but 1 and 2 for sure.
Speaking of which, we can segue with that kind of.
How?
Because they just announced they're making a new scary movie.
I'm not
what
happy
number
about
is this?
That.
10?
It'll be 6.
No, 7. 8.
I don't know. Just, you can name as many numbers as you want. I won't know. I'm pretty sure it's 6, though.
I want to say it's like 8.
But there's a bunch of new movies announced, and it's really weird.
7.
Because I'm about to blow y'all's minds.
What?
Your mind.
Probably Zeke's too.
Mind.
Hit
people
us.
Listening right now, watching. Because you guys know I'm the movie guy.
Yeah.
Last night, for the first time ever, I watched The Running Man.
Whoa. The one with Tom Cruise and...
Oh, my. Anyways.
He counts all the matches.
What?
It's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's a Rain Man.
That one.
Okay, at least I'm not that
Philip
bad.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman.
Good God. No, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Total Recall?
Oh, I quit.
I quit.
Anyways.
This is what...
It was crazy because last night I watched it for the first time ever.
What is it about?
It's in the future and TV, it's this TV show, The Running Man. They put people in like these crazy competitions where they die.
Oh, I love that.
So it's kind of like Squid Game?
A little or American Gladiator?
More like American Gladiator, maybe.
But they die.
Yeah, but they die.
Mm. There's that one space movie about the tournament where they do that and they're gladiators and they die.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it's called.
Arena? Gladiator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was cool.
I like how you know a fucking arena, but not Running Man.
Sorry.
Anyways, I watched that for the first time last night, super randomly, And then today they announced they're remaking it. And the director of Shaun of the Dead is remaking Running Man.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, that's cool.
Is Running Man like a more serious movie or is it?
No.
Oh, it's okay.
No, it's not serious at all.
I don't know.
I mean, it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and it was like peak Arnold.
So it was like every buggy bumpers.
Every time he killed somebody, there was like a one-liner and shit. Like
it's turbo time.
Like heads up, and someone's head chopped off, or like
he was one of the like gladiator people.
Yeah, like he lights somebody on fire. And he's like, "How about a light?" And like,
so he's Mr. Freeze.
He like cuts somebody in half with a chainsaw, and like later on, like a few minutes later, the girl asks like, "What happened to him?" And he's like, "He had to split."
Oh no!
There's a line that I really love in the movie where he's like, I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach. God.
Okay. See,
way too long of a line.
That's silly, right? And I feel like that stuff you love because it's so dumb. And I feel like that's the silly that you're like, this is dumb and I hate this. Like, this is not a movie to me. Like, this is just a stupid, like, why did you make this?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like the silly.
So the silly.
The silly line has been crossed.
Okay.
Like,
on the opposite sides of silly. Yeah.
But at the same time, we can all laugh at, like, Tony going, you know?
That's funny.
It's funny. It's not silly. Oh, see?
I like silly.
Can I talk about a movie you watched?
Okay, wait. What if your farts were kind of like a mood ring, but it's like you could always tell, like, if someone's like, I'm fine, and then like they farted. It's like,
fart. Liar.
Or just like pissed.
I caught
you. It's like you can go out with your friends.
I'll tell you that. God. I'll tell you, everybody would be a lot more honest because they're like, no, I didn't eat it.
What if you're happy?
What?
It's just a Trump. I would be like,
oh no. Just imagine being her roommate. She brings home a guy one night. You're like, oh, way to go, Kels. Just knocking on the wall. Like, oh,
what if what's a horny down. Fart sounds like?
It's like, oh my God, this is so stupid. All right, so if any of you are still around, we have movies to talk about. You know what we didn't talk about? We didn't talk about how cool Here for Blood actually was. Last week we were at the Majestic to watch it, and
it was a great movie.
God, that movie rules. Like Tony said, there's wrestling, or there's a wrestler, and he has to be a babysitter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so remember, like, wasn't that like a Vin Diesel movie called like The Pacifier? Mm-hmm.
He didn't
like
even
that?
Say that he has to be a babysitter. He says he's a wrestler that babysits, and there's pizza. That's like all he really told us. He's like, I don't want to give out.
This movie was awesome. It was hilarious. It was pretty dumb. The effects were sometimes pretty cool and sometimes horrible. It was just great.
Some of it was very graphic.
Yeah, just silly. Silly graphic.
A good silly.
It was like so many gallons of fake blood. And it was a lot of the blood. Humor mixed in was like perfect. I loved it. It was exactly my kind of humor. And I will say 75% of that movie, 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The last quarter of the movie drops it to like an 8.
Yeah.
But I still think it's an 8 out of 10 movie.
Yeah, there's a part of the movie where like the parents come back home.
Yeah.
That's when it should have stopped.
There's like a good like.
That's when it starts to kind of.
That's what I felt that too when they get back in the house.
10 minutes you could cut out of there. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, easy.
It's like, hey.
Easy. And then the whole ending got so. It went from like funny and cool, and then it's like, okay, guys, you went a little too crazy.
Yeah,
you went a little too hard with like the portal, and it's like, what? Mm-hmm. But I will say this movie had me cracking up, and the wrestling stuff was, even not as a big wrestling fan, was still really just like funny and subtle. But what an entertaining movie, man. That was so fun in the theater, having everybody laugh at the same time too. Like, it was so cool.
And Tony, so like when he first watched Here for Blood, he was telling us about this scene that was like one of his favorite scenes of the movie. Mm. And then watching it, what actually happened. So for anyone that didn't listen to that episode, he's talking about how the wrestler is killing one of the bad guys by doing like, doing like elbow drops on him. But it goes back and forth between the main girl, like his girlfriend, who this is why he's having to babysit. Like, she's there with some friends or whatever. Her like best friend just died. And so it goes back and forth between being very serious and she's like trying to like save her.
Yeah.
And then like, and it's like this sad music and blah, blah, blah to like him. And it's like rock music. It's like, and it's like him like jumping just on this guy, like over and over again. But then when it goes back to her, like being like serious and stuff again, you still like, hear him like very faintly in the background, like,
and then like a squish noise. <as he's-
laughs> But it's like, and then it goes, oh my God, it is, that scene is so beautifully done. It's so funny. I was cracking up.
Was
I love that scene. Yeah. And the main actor that plays the wrestler, what's his name? Sean Rogers, I think.
Oh.
Also, but like he was perfect for that role.
Oh yeah. Just like, a big meathead.
Yeah. It just like perfect. A big meathead. But like, also like, I like how they made him like, even though his girlfriend's kind of a bitch and I hate to not be a girl's girl in this, but. The writer definitely did not write women in a very positive light. In this movie.
Yeah. She sucks.
She sucks. Her friend sucks. The mom sucks.
To be fair,
the kid is all right.
The kid was fine, but like every guy and every girl in that movie sucked. They were all stupid or crazy.
Yeah,
they were all dumb and
I guess I just noticed it more with like the women.
He was the main character too.
They were just so naggy and mean and like unnecessarily so. Like it just
he was just like, and he's like the like doofus, just means well, but he's just a big dummy.
When they showed him like getting a text from his girlfriend, he's like, I'm like, please.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, and then the little girl's like, oh, are you in love? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, please. Yeah. He's like, okay. Even though it was cute, but I was like, well, that was not actually.
If I could have a whole movie of just the main character and the little girl.
Honestly, like
just,
I hope there's a sequel like that.
Dude, I want like a Home Alone where they're being invaded, where it's just them two defending for like, I could watch that for 3 hours. Yeah. It was hilarious and like super heartwarming at times. You know, I was like, oh,
it was really cute. Cause at first he's like, what the hell do I do with this thing?
Yeah. Like how do kids work? It's and like, then
order some pizza.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it.
It was a great movie. It was
thank
my favorite
you
one.
For the recommendation because
you're welcome.
I loved Orca.
I get them right every once in a while.
I loved all the movies we've seen.
Yeah. Same.
Birdemic was terrible but also funny. And
one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
For real. And then Maximum Overdrive was awesome too, but there was something about this one I just enjoyed so much. It was very good. It was very fun.
Producer Zeke. Can we turn the air on? Everybody listening at home and watching and on YouTube and hanging out. Sorry if there's a little air conditioning in the background, but we live in Phoenix.
I'm
and
just
it's
sitting here.
95 degrees today.
Plus, Tony doesn't have AC in his car right now.
Car.
So
and I'm sitting. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sitting here sweating. Sweating. I don't know if you can see it because I keep wiping my brow.
Well, I can't see anything.
But if you feel my
arm, see you guys.
I'm not feeling that.
I'm not feeling that.
Feel it.
Nope.
You're sticky.
I am sticky. You're like, sweet. From my arms to my feet,
I was sitting in that chair.
Do you know what's going on with music today? Is like,
what are you going on?
Music today, man, is missing like when guitars used to talk. Remember, in the, like
Eddie Van Halen's dead, dude.
Yeah, Pour Some Sugar on Me is like when the guitar goes. Can you take sugar?
They don't make them like these.
They don't
to
do it anymore, man.
They just don't.
Well, it's
because you know everybody now is doing different drugs. If we go back to the old drugs, we'll just make all the same cool music.
David Lee Roth did that Gypsy Rose song where the guitar is like telling them about the hot chick. Brave. Yes.
Oh. I dropped my phone and I need it for stories because guys, I have stories. So after we do, we're not done yet, but after we do movies, after we finish, I have stories, some spookies
that
I won't tell you.
Well, then I will talk about the movie that I went to see.
Let's actually do that real quick.
Ooh, okay. But before I talk about the movie, I went on a Monday night, and you guys know, I don't usually like to do stuff on nights that I have, like, work the next day.
No, like ever.
Because my work schedule's all over the place, I'm always working, you know, but what is so awesome is that Magic Mind definitely, no matter what day it is, if we're here till 9 o'clock at night doing back to backs, if we're out filming, if we're just maybe brainstorming a little bit.
Open up that box real quick and look.
Ooh.
Open it up real quick.
We already drank all these in here, so
look at how beautiful.
We got this lovely box that was full of Magic Minds, but we drank them all.
We drank them all. And we have more on the way. And that's like, honestly, you know how like sometimes people talk about stuff and you're like, are you actually drinking this? Like, we love Magic Mind.
Yeah,
your wife loves
Magic Mind.
Yeah. Like, you always have it stocked.
This isn't, we're not just like, hey, look at this. Like, use the things that we actually have here, and I depend on Magic Mind.
Like, actually, use.
That's why it's empty. It's legit empty because we drank them. So, and yeah. They're really good.
They're really good, and they help keep you. They help keep you mentally stimulated, focused. You know, mm-hmm. It's healthy for you. They have different types of antioxidants.
Matcha. They help you with your stress.
They
help you get like just centered and focused.
I'm always the person to say it too, but it's healthy and it encourages you to take it with caffeine. So it's like, mm-hmm. Cool. Just take it with your morning coffee energy drink or whatever, because it complements everything. It gives you all the stuff that's missing from your energy. Just do this.
You can go to magicmind.com/scaredyc and get yourself some. You can get a subscription. So every month you don't got to worry about, oh my God, where's my Magic
Mind?
It
just comes to you.
Because it'll be there. You can just subscribe and get some
beautiful, nice packaging. That's what
I have a subscription.
Yeah.
Got to get on that subscription. Seriously,
just give it a shot and you can try it for a discounted price.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, and if you don't like it, just send it to us.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
We're going to drink it.
If you got anything else you want to send to us, we'll drink it too.
Yeah. What? Speak for yourself, bud. Easy.
It needs to be in identifiable sealed containers.
Real quick.
Tony will drink it. I will.
Speaking of drinks, hey, yo, peace tea. It's time we bring back Snowberry.
Get on it.
Thanks.
This is going immediately on their Instagram and or TikTok.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite drink, period. Out of all sodas, energy drinks, beers.
Watch him edit this now. He's going to make a clip. I'm telling you.
Oh, 100%. Oh, this absolutely. Is going out.
Give it 3 days. Peace we'll see tea. How many people jump on board and we're like, hey, peace tea.
Yo, peace
Let's
tea.
Go. Where's it at?
I love peach.
Peach is so good.
I love raspberry. I love the lemonade
tea. I even like their original. Like the just OG peace tea.
It's all great. Peach is my current favorite, but dude, Snowberry is not just my favorite peace tea. It's my favorite drink.
You know what we've been talking about a lot of? Snowberry. Tony's favorite things.
Yeah, we're about our favorite things.
Yeah. That's weird that we have like five Tony's favorite things. Let's talk about
good for you.
What's your favorite shit?
We already know what my favorite shit is. Monsters, cryptids. Y'all want some stories?
I have another movie.
Oh,
crap. Yeah, wait your turn because I have another movie. So thanks to Allied Global Marketing, we got a sneak peek of Civil War, which is, you guys, when I saw the trailer for this, I think it was another movie that we were able to get a sneak peek of as well. Mm. And I saw the trailer for this and immediately I was like, dang, that looks really good.
I only saw the poster where they're all those people are hunkered up in the Statue of Liberty's torch. And I was like, what the hell? And
what the hell's going on?
I'm interested to see how this plays out because I definitely want to talk about the timing of this movie at the end. So.
It happens so often now that it's not really a thing. But do you remember like back in the 90s during the summer whenever like there was only like 4 or 5 movies and they were like event movies?
Yeah. Mm. This summer. Yeah. Like it was the thing.
Yeah. It feels like Civil War would be like one of those movies. Like,
absolutely. Oh,
this is the
like
movie.
Like the Mission Impossibles that came out every year and the Fast and the Furiouses and you're like, whoa. And then, Was it good?
It was amazing. So for anyone who's not familiar, it is, first of all, it's star-studded too. So Kirsten Dunst really hasn't been in anything in a long time.
She
is absolutely incredible. She plays a war journalist she's a photographer. And then there's also Jesse Plemons is in it. There's just so many amazing people.
Dude, like Jesse Plemons is like that actor too.
He's
like,
great.
Where like if he pops up in a movie, the movie's instantly... Yes. Better.
Yeah. Stephen Henderson is in it as well. And he's like definitely one of those like people where you're like, wait, who is that? And then you see him and you're like, oh my God, he's amazing. Yeah. Like in everything. So basically what it is it follows these war journalists. But what makes it so unique is that it's here in the United States. And so if anyone follows us on TikTok or anything like that, I talk about how obviously the United States is no stranger to war, but what is so, I think what hits so close to home with this movie is, first of all, it really doesn't hold back. It is brutal. Like, it shows you footage close up of people dying, killing each other, hate, like, you know, everything that war is. Mm-hmm. But you're seeing it from a journalist's perspective, where they are putting their lines on the line, trying to, like, show the truth of what's out there. And they have absolutely changed the course of how we view war. I think Vietnam mm-hmm. War was one of the first ones, like in real time, people were seeing that, and it changed, you know, the United States actually being in it. So what is incredible about this movie is that it is like, it's like scary. It's like kind of giving me chills because this could potentially happen. Like, and yeah. I feel like a lot of people felt that and have been feeling that, especially like, you know, a few years ago. Set here in the United States, there's a civil war going on. California and Texas are the Western Front that have basically seceded with a bunch of other states that are going against the government, which is very fascist, has basically disassembled everything American that you know. And so you're following this journalist as they're trying to get to the White House to be able to get an interview with the president because he hasn't done any media, like, or an interview in like almost 2 years. And it's just, it's beautifully shot. It does not hold back. There's definitely like jump scares of like sound because, like, you know, it'll be like quiet and then all of a sudden it's like boom,
gunshot,
like
somewhere right there's just, something, yeah.
And you're seeing people die and there's like characters that like you fall in love with. And if you're in war and you have PTSD or whatever, I don't know. Like I have never been in that position. It might be really hard for you to watch, like, especially in like a public setting. So I will say that, or like, if you know anyone that has died in war and stuff like that, like it is that brutal, but it's I think it is a very important watch.
There's like a map that they put out where it shows like the states are allied with each other. And somebody, there's a comment. They asked if the movie explains why like Florida, Texas, and California are all together.
It doesn't really explain that. You learn through like conversations that people are having or like things that like, so Nick Offerman is the president in here in the movie.
Wow.
And so you'll hear him like in the background of like things like either on the radio or like saying some like propagandist type stuff. So you kind of get the idea and then you run into people on both sides of the thing and you quickly find out like who is on what side. Like there's a scene with Jesse Plemons where he's like asking each person like, where are you from? Or like, are you American? Which America? Like, whoa. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, it's so like that. So you basically find out, it's like, okay, like, you know, the president and like everyone that supports him has really turned the United States into a very fascist, like it's like a shell of what America should be. And there's like no democracy left. Journalists are like, you know, are the enemy and things like that. So a lot of things that we are kind of seeing or that we always see. I mean, history is a loop. So, you know, it's everything in the fascist handbook.
That realm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this movie is more like not fear mongering? Well, I guess because you said it shows everything, like it's brutal. It's in your face. So like, is it more like, do you think this movie was made to show like, see people, this is what it can happen. We don't want this. Like, or is it more of like, like, how did you feel about it? Because I just don't, to me, when I, like, I know somebody that's, you know, very into popular media and news and all that stuff. And all the time, it's just bad negativity. And I feel like this movie, especially with the election coming up and the obvious turmoil that we have, like, was it really a good idea to drop a movie about, hey, guys, look, we can all just kill each other. And it's like, well, or is the movie showing the horrors of it to not do
it's
that?
It's showing the horrors and it's showing what, like, hate and, like, what being like anti-democratic and like things can do. And like when you aren't open to, you know, understanding like your neighbor and like trying to like, you know, be able to do that. There's even a line like, and I talk about this like in the immediate reaction that I had, but Kirsten Dunst's character was like, I cover this overseas. Like, you know, I've shown like the brutality of war in all these other places. So I would hope that we would learn from it and they would never come here. Oof. And like, and you can just tell that she's just so like, she's just like, you know, she's just so.
Can't even believe it's happening. Like,
she just is like, just nothing shocks her anymore. Oh, like, you know what I mean? That she's so just jaded. Is like, yeah. And it's just, so I think it is definitely a good reminder of like, just being open and protecting, like, you know, protecting each other and like making sure that we don't go down that fascist route and where it can lead us. So yeah. I would hope people would see it as like a warning and not like a blueprint of like, right, you know what I mean? Right. But obviously, I mean, that's what art is like everyone is going to take what they're going to get. It's exactly true. Like when people are like, oh, why'd they make comic books, you know, political or whatever. It's like, well, they've always been political. You're just having someone tell you right now, like, right. Oh, it's political. And now so it's just, like, you know, instead of like seeing the deeper meaning behind art or whatever, but I absolutely loved it. I thought it was great.
Wow.
So rating? It's streaming in theaters or streaming in theaters.
Streaming in theaters.
Streaming in theaters. Neat. It's playing in theaters. I honestly would probably give it like I'd probably give it like an 8.5.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really enjoyed it.
I'm going to try to go see it this weekend.
Yeah. Or maybe I would love to know your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go see it. There's a lot
don't
of
take
the kids.
Theaters.
I'm not
yeah,
going to take the
don't
kids.
Don't take the kiddos.
Yeah, because it's not like a Here for Blood type of blood. It is like you are.
It's not a kind of movie I'd take the kids to anyway. No, summer
okay.
Kid.
Yeah. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought
you
it was
know what
beautiful.
Else is happening this weekend? Where we're all going to be, right? Hopefully, maybe. On like at least one of the days.
Phoenix Film Festival. And also the International.
Say it. Say
horror
it.
And sci-fi.
Two more.
Film festival.
Boom. Yeah, I'm so stoked. I need to get my credentials this week so we can go. Watch tomorrow. Oh my God, it's already Friday. Where is this week gone?
It's gone, dude.
Well, technically it's Monday, so we've already been there, and we'll but yeah. we'll be able to.
Oh, yeah,
in
yeah,
a couple
yeah.
weeks, we'll be able to give you guys some reviews of some awesome movies.
Yeah, that's gonna be super cool. We got press badges, so we're gonna be getting as much content as we possibly can, interviewing whoever we can and whoever agrees to it. And yeah, we'll give you guys a bunch of footy on the International
Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival. Right,
ESPN. We had time for
do your story.
A couple creepies.
Do it.
Let me do the two little shorty boys, and then I will save.
Do
I
have it right now.
My what?
While he's pulling up his stuff.
While you're pulling up your stuff,
I have it.
Oh, okay. He's got it. I'll do it after.
Just do now.
Do now.
Yep.
Jesus.
Boss man said do now.
Fine. Whatever.
I'm sorry. Not
the boss, just go. Man. Just go. Just go. Okay, boss. Please don't fire me. I'm so sorry.
We're
I didn't
all
mean to speak
equally up. Bosses.
God. We're all equally bosses.
Yeah.
So Bad Hand Books has a new crime novella.
What?
Supernatural.
I like Supernatural.
It's a Bram Stoker award-winning author, Haley Piper, with Cranberry Cove. So basically what happens is the story unfolds there's two underworld enforcers that are investigating a brutal assault of their boss's adult son at an abandoned hotel with dark secrets.
Ooh, creepy.
One of the enforcers is a trans woman who must journey into Cranberry Cove and her own past to discover the horrible secret. According to Booklist, it is the best crossover episode of Law & Order SVU and The X-Files that you never knew you wanted and now cannot live without.
Whoa.
I love that.
Huge.
So another author who wrote the viral sensation "Things Have Gotten Worse Since We Last Spoke" says it's like a thoughtful and nuanced tales from the crypt, with its harrowing examination of masculinity and gender roles inside a carnivorous hotel.
Jeez!
It's available at all online retailers, and you can also order it at your local indie bookstore too. So Bad Hand Books is through Bad Hand Books, and it's Cranberry Cove. That
you
sounds
know what?
Really good.
This might surprise you.
What?
I don't read too many books, but I'm going to read that book.
You're going to read that book?
I want to read it.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Your wife reads a lot though too.
Oh my God. She reads like a book a day.
So it's like crime and scary and.
Yeah. A little mix of X-Files, a little mix of Law and Order.
The only books that I own are like five random ones. Like I own like 1984 and then a couple other random, like Illustrated Man is one of my favorite, but the rest of them are all horror books.
I just have a bunch of Calvin and Hobbes.
That's cool.
I get too scary. I get too scared. Like yeah. I was reading the Night Stalker, the book about the Night Stalker.
Well, that's.
Oh, did you guys?
That's like different because it's real. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the Maxine trailer?
Oh, no, I haven't seen the trailer. No. I just saw the post, but I haven't watched the trailer yet. I know, dude. She back.
It looks she's gonna be taking on the Night Stalker in that movie.
What?
He doesn't. Or are they gonna?
They might cross. Oh, they're going to scissor?
Think they're going to scissor? They're going to hook up?
I don't think they're going to scissor.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I mean, hey, who knows?
Yeah.
We haven't seen it yet. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want my little scary stories
real
quick?
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So this story,
Yes, cryptids.
God, we need that on a sticker.
Yes, cryptids.
Yes, cryptids.
With like a Bigfoot head and his hair's all done up and stuff. He got
like,
sunglasses.
Oh, like Dolly Parton.
I hate it so much, but I also love this. So, Austin, start drawing up some ideas, but we need stickers. No, but
we need you, Austin.
Oh, we could put it on T-shirts. It'd be so fun.
Oh my God. Yes. Sassy.
Yes.
Like a sassy squatch.
A sassy squatch.
Sassy squatch. Okay, enough.
We can't even put the. Hey, we got a.
No one listened to this.
Nobody listened to this.
Close your ears.
Don't steal our Sassy Squatch idea.
I swear to God, if I see a Sassy Squatch.
One Sassy Squatch out there.
No, then we could just say that we came up with this idea and then we can give him a cease and desist.
Yeah.
We'll just go
for it.
Do not resist.
Here we go.
That was very copy. Goddamn.
So
take that out.
Obviously, you guys know that I love cryptids. I love monsters. I love scary experiences with monsters and stuff. I went on Reddit and was looking up, I was looking in like cryptid encounters. I was looking at scary stories and all this stuff. But I found a thread with a bunch of allegedly true stories. So obviously, take it with a grain of salt. But this was a specific post saying like, hey guys, give me some real shit. What have you experienced?
Suck it to me.
Mm-hmm. So listen to this. This is pretty cool. This person is a story by Cosmic Pube, which is a hilarious name on Reddit. This person says,
how do people come up with these?
I was almost taken by a grindy low.
Oh, what?
Grindy low.
When I was little, like 5 or 6, we went to a park near our house that had a pond. I was always fascinated with the small creatures, water bugs, fish, algae. Everything. So I was squatting down, staring at this incredible little universe, completely enchanted with it all. Suddenly, something green came out of the water, grabbed my shoe, and pulled. It happened in an instant. My foot slid forward into the water, and I fell backwards onto my butt. It was back in the water with a tiny splash as fast as lightning. I blinked, then got up and ran to my mom saying something grabbed my foot and tried to pull me in the water. My mother tried to console me saying my foot simply slipped on the muck, but I know the truth. So heads up to anyone who lives in Milwaukee. The pond in Cozy Park on 7th and Lincoln has a grindy low.
This is very specific.
We should go.
What the hell is
so
a grindy
I was like,
low?
Holy shit. They not only gave the exact place, location, and the individual pond. But then I'll tell you, I was like, I've never heard of this. Yeah. And I hope I'm saying it right, but it's literally grindylow. So I looked it up. I said it says grindy lows are small, horned, demonic creatures that have humanoid features from the waist up, but have tentacles like a squid. So if you guys look this up,
God,
this little thing is in a pond somewhere in Milwaukee on 7th and Lincoln, a Cozy Park.
This one's even
ain't
worse.
So cozy. So whatever this little grindy low thing is coming up and grabbing kids.
Fuck that thing.
It looks like the thing in Zelda.
Yeah, it does.
It pops its head out of the water and shoots fireballs at you.
You know what it kind of looks like? It kind of looks like Roz from Monsters, Inc. Except with tentacles instead of like one big slug
always
type thing.
Always watching you from like the pond on the corner of 7th and 10th and...
7th and Lincoln.
You know where I'm at.
Lincoln at Cozy Park.
That is terrifying.
Like, could you imagine? And no one's going to believe you. If you get pulled into the water by something, no one's going to believe that happened. Like, that sucks.
You don't know what's in ponds.
You're a stupid little kid. Like, bummer.
You don't know what's in ponds at all. So.
And now I found out about a new cryptid. A grindy low.
Grindy
so, never heard of it.
Of all the lists.
Isn't that cool? So now,
how did that person know what the hell that thing was?
I don't know. Must
I'd be
like, well, you got to remember too, there's like, I mean, who knows? The only people that know what a cactus cat is probably because of us.
Yeah.
So it's an Arizona thing.
We put cactus cat on the map. Yo.
I love cactus cat. I would think it was like a giant tadpole that got mutated.
So there's a gnat or something.
Yeah, it just keeps flying
around.
Tony,
it's really liking your sticky skin.
Probably. I'm all smelly and stinky.
Okay, I have one more short story before we end this episode. This is a story by a deleted user on Reddit.
Damn.
A while back.
Spreading misinformation.
A while back, I lived way out in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma.
Uh-oh.
Due to coyotes and other animals, I'd always go outside with a knife or machete.
Hmm.
Well, one night I was taking out the trash. I was 11 or 12 at the time. The trash can was a good 50 feet from the house, surrounded by bushes and shrubs. Well, I put the trash in the can and went to head back when something reached from the shrubs and latched onto my ankle.
It's a cat.
I figured I was caught on a branch or something, so I just pulled harder. That's when I realized that those were fingers wrapped around my ankle and that they were far too long to be human. I swung the machete at whatever was grabbing me, and I heard the most blood-curdling screech I've ever heard. I ran to the house. It was one of those shipping container-shaped trailers. The thing about those trailers is you get a hole in a side panel and animals can get trapped under it. I heard it under the house that night. It sounded like a big dog or something. I never found out what it was, luckily.
Why he have a machete with him? Did it say why he had a machete with
he
him?
He said it was super creepy, and he never went just outside always. Because of coyotes and other like critters. He always went out with a knife or a machete.
Imagine it was his brother or something that was like trying to play a trick on him. He just slices off his
God. And then he crawls under the house and, and
he doesn't come inside. Like growling down there. He disappears forever.
It's like that scene in Signs whenever he goes to like. Look at
And he chops, chops
his fingers off. Yeah.
But like, I mean, you guys remember when you were a kid, you had to take the trash out or something. And you're like, fuck, it's all the way out in the street. And it's all dark and it's kind of, you know,
scary.
And you like, imagine you're 11 or 12 like that kid was, you know, I'm sure your kids do the same thing, you know, when if they have to do a chore or something.
Oh yeah,
he
doesn't like taking the trash out at night. And I'm like, dude, we live in like the suburbs. Like
it's and you're
like, it's like 5 feet away and it's dude, like, yeah. Your house is really well lit. Like
when
by
I
your,
was a kid though, it was like, out of the nowhere, pitch black. Yep. I don't want to go out at
ours,
night.
Ours, we had to like walk like down the cul-de-sac. Like,
yeah. Well, think about how many people that live in like, you know, dirt lots where they have to like walk down a really long dirt driveway and the trash can's like a mile out. Like, fuck that, especially in the woods. So you're 11 or 12. I mean, anything's going to scare you. A cat running, a squirrel in a tree. You're going to be like, oh shit,
even as an adult.
But something physically actually grabbing you and pulling you into a bush.
Don't do it to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm beating your ass.
He's swinging.
I'm swinging. I'm jumping in that bush.
I bet you are. I'm
gonna throw it down. Yeah.
I bet
you know what I think of like the cartoon like cat like and like the cloud of smoke and arms and legs just kicking out of the cloud. You just going berserk like the Tasmanian
stars
devil.
And circles and things coming just, out of it.
And like, you see like your head like come out like every once in a while.
Yeah, then like the thing in the bush like comes out and is like, please, please. And you see your hand pull it back in.
Yeah,
and then
it's your turn to pull it back in.
I mean, I got a lot of
honestly
stamina.
Though, you got a machete in your hand.
Yeah.
You drop the trash in the can. You feel that. You smack it. Okay. What are you doing? You just
immediately
sprint into the
room. I jump. I go woo.
Okay.
Because something just scared me. But then I see it's a hand, and then I'm like, ah! Yeah! I'm chopping it.
Yeah. And then when it starts screaming and it pulls its severed hand back in, it's all
I'm just standing outside the bush. Wait, I'm just gonna
so die. You're not running back to the house.
I'm not running back to the house because I run back to the house, I'm gonna lose. Sight of it. It's just like scorpions.
Explain.
Here in Arizona, we got scorpions. In my house, we don't get them too bad anymore because I got a couple cats now, you know. Cats, they'll take care of them for you. But every once in a while, I still get a scorpion house. And I always tell my kids and tell my wife, I'm like, if you see a scorpion, don't take your eyes off of it.
Don't break it. Yeah, don't break that.
Because they'll go. And then you're not going to know where it went.
And they have it's like under 20 fridge. Eyes, so good. They know when you're not looking
so,
at it.
So yeah, I'm going to stand outside the bush and be like, I'm going to stare at it. I'm like, if it's coming out,
okay.
Go fight.
Now, what if it stands up and it's like 9 foot
taller than the bush.
Way above the bush.
Guess what?
You're running.
I got a machete. That's going to make it a little shorter.
I love his confidence. This man is scared of the wind.
Oh, forget it. Antonio Banderas, legend of Zorro.
Dang, you're going to cut
Oh, you're not so tall now, huh? I just chopped your legs off.
You put scaredy cast on it?
Yeah, I put a glass on it.
SC. It's beautiful. I have a longer story that I will share with you guys next time.
Oh, the next episode.
And also, like, next episode. If you guys want to leave ratings or comments, please, because we love feedback. So if you hate the show, tell us why you hate the show, please. It's a win-win. You can vent and tell us how much you hate us, and we take it as corrective criticism. And we can learn.
We'll tell you to fuck off.
Probably, depending on
how
mean
what?
You
but
are.
But at least you...
We'll probably make a reply video to you.
Maybe.
You know, what's up?
At least make it like real good. Like, don't give me nerd alert again.
That was great. Nerd alert was great.
Honestly. So anyways, please, if you guys enjoy the show or dislike the show, whatever, leave us some feedback, some comments, anything that you guys think you do like about the show or you'd like to see more of. If you want more stories, you want more movies.
Stitch us.
Whatever. Tell us.
Yeah, stitch it.
Just tell
stitch
us.
Stitch it.
Duet it.
Thank you guys so much for being here every week, especially through all of our, you know, Our guests switching in and out, and sometimes, you know, our musical chairs when we're not all here. But thank you guys so much for listening every week. And we just can't believe that we have all you guys that actually listen to us. And it's so cool. And it just means the world that
absolutely
you guys are here supporting us. So thank you guys so very much. And anything else to add?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, you know what else would mean the world?
Fazoli's.
Is if they go to our live show at Ghostlight Theater.
Oh, that would mean the world.
That would mean the absolute world. We have Nathan Basil. We're going to be having some improv actors.
Yeah, we got Dana there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where can they find out about that?
Well, the live show at the Ghostlight Theater is brought to you by Evil Izzy's Haunted Emporium. you can go to securitycast.com and get yourself some tickets.
And also check out Evil Lizzie's Haunted Emporium.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, they're not open yet.
Well, go to securitycast.com as well. Check out Evil Izzy's when they come out. Follow them on Instagram.
We will let
Instagram.
You know when they're open.
And most importantly, have a great day or night.
Have a great time.
Boop, boop. Kelsey, send us out with a happy toot.